Upsets ruled the day yesterday in the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and today is following suit. For those stuck with the top-seeded teams as they filled out a tournament bracket, those upsets can be upsetting. Here is NPR's Nathan Rott.
It took just 59 minutes and 55 seconds. Sanford. And a go-ahead bucket from Dayton guard V. Sanford, broadcast here on CBS. For more than 80% of America, including one Tom Knox in Columbus, Ohio, to watch their brackets go up in flames.
How did it feel to have your hopes and dreams ruined 60 minutes into a two-and-a-half-week tournament?
It did not feel good.
For Knox, the sting was especially sharp.
I had Ohio State winning the championship.
He followed his heart instead of his head. Not that it would have made much of a difference. 11th-ranked Dayton's upset of 6-seeded Ohio State in the first game of the NCAA tournament was just the first. Harvard beat Cincinnati, North Dakota State stampeded the Sooners, and earlier today, 14th-seeded Mercer from Macon, Georgia, topped 3rd-seeded Duke. Yes, Duke, one of the top NCAA teams of all time. Bracketologists cringed. More than 11 million brackets were filled out on ESPN.com. After Duke's loss, only 2,185 remained perfect, or about 0.02%. And we're not even through the first round of the tournament. Nathan Rott, NPR News.